This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Most of the nation's beaches post no swimming signs when the water has been fouled by sewage. Public health officials admit it's not a perfect system. The signs are sometimes wrong. Some researchers say sometimes isn't nearly a strong enough word. NPR's John Nielsen has more on a research paper that has some people wondering whether the signs do any good at all.
Most of the time, it takes 3 days to test a water sample for signs of human waste. In that time, a plume of sewage emerging from an outfall pipe can move, get worse, or disappear. So what's the point of using no swimming signs if they're out of date before they're even posted? Stanley Grant, an environmental scientist at the University of California at Irvine, says he has no idea.
The analogy for me is trying to navigate the freeways using traffic information that's 2 to 3 days old.
Recently, Grant set out to test the accuracy of the sign-based warning system used by the city of Huntington Beach in Southern California. Working with 5 years' worth of records provided by the city, he cross-checked daily test results against beach closure records. He was looking for days when the water was bad and the signs did not go up, and for days when the water was good and the signs did go up.
We called those posting error rates.
He found a lot of these posting error rates. In fact, Grant says the signs in Huntington Beach were wrong more than 40% of the time, adding that this was the good news. The bad news, he says, was that when especially nasty bacteria readings were approaching their highest point, the warning system was useless.
The error rates went up pretty tremendously, approaching 50%, which means that it was pretty much a coin toss whether the sign was right or wrong.
Grant says it figures that the system would fail when it was needed the most, since the worst bacteria readings tend to come from small, dense, fast-moving plumes of water. Water tests that show results more quickly might help a little, he says, but not very much.
You'd have to shrink that time interval down to about 10 minutes to really dramatically reduce the error rates, which means that you'd pretty much have to have a stoplight on the beach, you know, flashing green and red, and everybody runs into the surf zone and then runs back out again.
Grant's results did not surprise researchers who have studied beach closures elsewhere. Don Corsi of the University of Chicago says they're probably par for the course, adding that he thinks it's time to throw a lot of those signs away.
What we have found is that it's better basically to open up the beaches and keep them open all the time and perhaps give people the pragmatic warning that you probably shouldn't swim after it's rained heavily.
Since that's when the sewers and the septic tanks tend to overflow. Grant of UC Irvine hopes his study will raise interest in a warning system that would combine pollution tests with temperature readings, wind flow data, and satellite information, producing something a lot like a local weather forecast.
Which give a probability instead of telling you that it's going to rain on your back porch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They tell you instead that there's a 30% chance of rain, and then you make a decision whether to bring your umbrella or not based on that information.
Grant says he wants to stress that all of the mistakes he found in this study were honest ones. In other words, when the local authorities in Huntington Beach finally got their test results back, those results were never ignored. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.